Order. Order. The House will come to order immediately.
Are there any select committee reports?
Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman was in the committee rooms on Thursday, answering questions about this year's budget allocation for his ministry. Opposition MPs queried him about reports of low morale amongst Defence Force staff, but the Minister wasn't concerned.
What I'd say is, look, we're well aware of that trend. We're in the midst of a complex change program. Now, if you go out and speak to people, young soldiers who are about to be deployed, they are jumping out of their skins about their job in the NZDF. They are extremely enthusiastic. There is another group, though, who may have been in the Defence Force longer, who have found, you know, a program of change difficult to deal with. This is an international phenomenon.
The minister also said reports of people leaving the Defence Force because of low morale had been exaggerated.
You've got a Defence Force of 14,000 people. You will get a wide range of opinions. I mean, if you actually look at why people are leaving, wish to pursue development outside the NZDF, that's actually a third. Discharged on medical grounds or can't complete training, that's 13%. 3% left because they were dissatisfied with the job. You can talk this down if you want to, and I know you will continue to, but the fact is it's a complex change program, and over time, Defence is on exactly the right track.
Also appearing before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was Defence Chief Lieutenant General Rhys Jones. Asked about the high number of people leaving the Defence Force, Lieutenant General Jones blamed the Aussies for poaching personnel.
The Australian mining industry is starting to target the Defence Force. And Navy in particular have been targeted. They work with large machinery. They had a few people go over to the mining industry. They tipped off the mining recruiters. So yes, Navy has been hit quite hard. You know, people have held their breath for so long. Now that the economy is starting to stabilise and grow, people have finished holding their breath and now they realise they are socially mobile and attractive in the workforce, and we've got a very buoyant Australian mining economy right next to us.
So, opposition MPs asked if a lack of personnel was the reason why new Navy patrol vehicles couldn't be deployed.
Yes, partially it is, and it's one of the realities about the Protector program. The focus was on buying equipment. The extra people for the Navy to operate that did not come with it.
Defence Chief Lieutenant General Rhys Jones speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee on Thursday. And now to something completely different. And earlier in the week, on Tuesday, the fate of one of the world's most endangered species was the topic of debate at the Local Government and Environment Committee as it reviewed this year's budget allocation for conservation. Minister Kate Wilkinson outlined the dire situation faced by Maui dolphins.
The last count, give or take a margin of error, said we had 55 Maui dolphins left. They don't exactly sort of line up for a roll call and tell us what they're doing. It would be nice if they did. And we are receiving a lot of emails from overseas, I'd have to say, to protect them. When you've got 55 of these rare dolphins in the world, it's really important and everyone makes a difference and every death is really serious.
The minister was quick to point out that fishing wasn't a major cause of death for the dolphins.
According to some of the reading that I've had, the last fishing-induced death of a Maui dolphin was over 12 years ago. So we've got to be really careful that we don't automatically attribute any fatality to one of these rare treasures to, for example, the fishing industry. Some of them die from natural causes. Some of them get eaten by orcas and other things. So, I mean, as a government, there are some things that we simply cannot control.
But Green Party committee member Gareth Hughes questioned the effectiveness of marine sanctuaries when commercial operations were allowed in them. That was something he put to Kate Wilkinson.
We've actually got production permits in a marine mammal sanctuary, set netting in a marine mammal sanctuary. Are these really sanctuaries at all?
If you look at the code and the work that's being done, there's a lot of work being done with the industry and the department, and it's being revised, and some of that is pretty good stuff.
Conservation Minister Kate Wilkinson speaking to the Local Government and Environment Committee looking at funding for her ministry. Also this week, the Law and Order Committee visited South Auckland's Spring Hill Prison as well as the Manukau Police Headquarters. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.